And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the studio today with Jeff Mariani from Cedros Kayak Fishing, and also representing Cedros Kayak Fishing here, big fans, Dr. Chris Minnick, and the one and only Corey Sandin, representing not Let's Talk Hookup today, but Cedros Kayak Fishing. So, yeah, indeed, it's going to be a great show. You stay tuned to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it. So what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. When it comes to catching big bluefin tuna in local waters, Shimano has the gear proven to land the big ones. You already know the hot jig is the Shimano Butterfly Flatfall Jig, and when you match that with the right tackle system, it makes this great jig even more effective. We suggest you grab a Trank's 500 HG and fill it with 80-pound Power Pro Max Quattro. Max Quattro is 25% thinner, which means 25% more line capacity when you hook that giant. Match your new setup with a Therese 70H, and you have the power to put the wood to that big bluefin tuna. The Trank's 500 HG has the cranking power you need. And with the level wind, you concentrate on fishing your Shimano flatfall and leave the line control to the Trank's reel. Hundreds of big fish have been caught on the flatfall. And when you add the Power Pro Max Quattro Trank's Therese combo, you'll take your fishing to the next level. See your local dealer or check Shimano.com for all the details.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a fun day today, man. A full house of Cedros, and there are a lot of guys
that know
a whole lot about this island, man. Today's going to be a really fun one.
Yeah, indeed. Jeff Mariani, Cedros Kayak Fishing, look what you've created.
Yeah, right.
What have you done?
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Good morning, you guys. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. And like I said, representing Cedros Kayak Fishing, Dr. Chris, good morning.
Hey, Chris.
Good morning.
Great to have you. And our guy, Corey Sandin. Hey, representing Cedros. What are you doing here about Cedros, huh? What's that all about,
All I can say is it's all about the good times.
Yeah, man. When we're talking Cedros Kayak Fishing, we're talking Corey's language.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
why he said, I want to come in talking Cedros Kayak Fishing, right? Because you're a huge fan.
Well, I spent two trips down there, a four-day and a five-day in October, and absolutely the time of my life, really.
Yeah,
I mean,
cool.
I was used to the Shogun and the qualifier trips, you know, where we ventured and fished everything from Bonitos to Chester's to Sacramento Reef and Cedros. And, I mean, this is the same thing, but you're staying on the island and staying in Jeff's house and discussing your next day's ventures over dinner.
That's cool.
And just having a great, great time, you know, fishing the same areas, Bonitos, Cedros, and Chester's.
Yeah. And what... So is that the buzz for you? Is that what draws you back? Is just that opportunity to fish all these places that just don't get fished?
It's, you know, obviously Cedros has become a very popular place with a couple of the outfits, and Jeff does it the way that the others are not doing it. I mean, that's as simple as I could put it.
Sure.
And it's a soulful time. It's everybody I've talked to that's gone has the same thing. You're staying in Jeff's house. It's a rad place. You're treated like family, and you're fishing these remote places. And I could tell you, in the 9 days that I was there, we did not fish around one other ponga, you know. And that Jeff has two red pongas, and prior to last year, you fished from a kayak. It was Cedros kayak fishing, which it still is called Cedros kayak fishing. But having the opportunity to decide what you want to do, fish out of a kayak or fish out of a ponga, you can do 50-50. You can do, hey, we had guys that were on the trip that, you know what, I just spent the last 4 days in the kayak. I want to spend my last day fishing out of the ponga.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other way. The other trip was exactly the other way.
Exactly the opposite, yeah.
Greg and Mark, cool. They were like, they were all yellow-tailed out. I mean, they had yellowtail and Dorado every single day. And they were like, you know what, we're going to fish out of a pond, out of the kayak, just to say we did it.
That's right.
Right. And then caught yellows.
Yeah, exactly.
So, Jeff, when do you make that decision? I mean, like, I'm at Cedros kayak fishing, and I go, well, I can't decide whether I want to fish the ponga or want to fish the kayak tomorrow.
It starts, like, pretty much right when we get back in that day. Everyone, you know, we get in and out of our pongas in my driveway. You know, I pull my boats out of the water every day, so everything's done at the house. So immediately, you know, we get back, and guys are, you know, my crew's taking care of everyone's tackle, getting it all washed up, and then we're starting to mess around and refill, you know, plastics or jigs and stuff like that. And we start talking about what we're doing the next day right then. You know, discussing the day that we had, and then discussing where we want to go the next day, and you know, do you want to be in the ponga again? Do you want to try some kayaking? Do you want to do a 50-50 day? You know, so that I can kind of start preparing myself.
Do a 50-50
day. I'll do it. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Half day in kayak, half day in the ponga.
Absolutely. You know what I mean?
Wow.
It's all about trying to have people come down and like have a vacation with me and like hang out for your 4 days or your 5 days and. Let's go have some fun, like, and do what you wanted to do, you know what I mean, for the day, you know what I mean? So
I think I know the answer to this, but Chris, what do you do?
Everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm surprised.
Yeah, everything, but what I really love is, so I come down with different friends, because I have multiple trips, and so I'll come down with different friends, and I know what their sensibilities are. And what their, you know, fishing interests are and stuff. And then we just look at the conditions and the circumstances and just aim to have fun. And that's part of what I like about it is that it's highly individualizable compared to most other programs where you're kind of going where the fleet's going.
Yeah. What a great way to do it, because you're either going to have fun fishing in the kayak or you're going to have fun fishing in the ponga. So it's not, you know, you're choosing between two great options. What a cool way to get about it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And you know, I'll tell you, for those that have been on the qualifier, the Shogun trips, I'll be quite frank, but the kayaks were a pain in the rear. I mean, they were on the deck and in the way. And if you ever got to a destination spot and everybody's pumped up, ready to fish, but it took, you know, the 30 minutes to deal with four kayakers, honestly. I mean, it was kind of a chore.
Yeah.
The crew hated it. Well, I can't speak for everybody, but the crew did not like it. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
And it truly was a pain. This is the most streamlined I have ever seen in my life. Seriously,
yeah,
the four or five kayaks fit in the bow of the ponga, literally like Legos. They go in so smoothly. They literally lower the kayak in and have the angler in the boat in less than 2 minutes. It is the easiest thing I've ever seen in my life.
So cool.
Seriously, and they're not in the way.
Yeah,
It's crazy. A 28-foot ponga to have four or five kayaks and not in your way is just wrap
That's
your mind
around
it. It's
a different deal.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
So are you conventional fishing then with the kayaks still in the boat?
If we see an episode as we're driving somewhere, but like what Corey's saying, like we went over to like Chester's.
Yeah.
And so he's not fishing in the kayak, but the other guys on the boat were. So we would get over there, and my crew is, those guys are like animals. They're efficient. You know what I mean? Like in Christian especially, like he has this stuff organized. And so he, you know, we just drop them in the water, and then you put your tackle in real quick, and then you get in and you go. You know what I mean? And then we're off, and then now Corey is... got the ponga to himself. You know what I mean? Like
right?
Him and my captain, basically.
Oh, I see your motive there, Corey. I got it.
Right?
I know what the deal is.
So next
why
year,
don't you guys go in a kayak?
Yeah.
It worked perfectly.
Yeah.
Like, so next on that year, 5 day, it worked perfectly.
Next year, it's all kayakers, right?
Yeah.
I'm not kayaking. Indeed. But it just sounds like such a great streamline. And your pongas are amazing, too. The one,
yeah.
One, yeah,
we're,
that's
you
huge.
Know, this was our third full season, and we had a full season, but we're really getting it dialed in now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To a nice comfort level. This year I started using both of my pongas just about with every trip, just for simplicity, and just made everything quicker. Because then the kayaks could stay rigged, fully rigged with the fish finders and the crate and everything. We just pull them out of the water real quick, set them up on the bow, strap them in real quick, and then we could move. We could do, like, anything. You know what I mean? And going across to Bonitos, it made it easier with everyone not being like five guys in a ponga and all the other stuff in you know, one ponga and then us in the next. Like, just divide the stuff. That way guys had their stuff and their kayak, and we were just more ready. When we got over there, we're, you know, just the efficiency of getting in the water quicker, more, you know, just I see that's where we've, you know, how we grew this year. You know what I mean? And just our streamline of everything. And flexibility, it's huge. You know what I mean? Each day is different. The weather changed down there on us a lot. There was a lot of wind this year, you know, so it was, I had to be a lot, do a lot of maneuvering, you know what I mean, to make sure we had comfort conditions and, you know, could fish either the kayak or the pongas, you know what I mean? And then being away from everyone, that's just something I pride myself on,
yeah,
like, for sure.
So. You're doing things that you're not following the pack, as a lot of the other guys do.
No.
You're not fishing
not at
the
all.
Point at the salt factory every day.
No. You know what I mean? Like I don't want to do it at all if nobody wants to. You know what I mean? There's so much. You're on Cedros Island. You know, it's a giant spot, and there's tons of great fishing. And we caught yellows every day that we wanted to. You know what I mean? Like, wherever we went, like, there was, you know, great fishing. And the bass fishing was super tough this year for on Cedros. It really was. And so
even for Corey?
For everyone, they just weren't biting. You know what I mean? Like, you had to take a two-hour boat ride and go way to the far back, you know, if you wanted a decent stretch, or you needed to go to, like, what I was doing, going over back to the Baja coast to Chester's Rock and fishing the kelp area there, going to Bonitos, you know, because there's a lot of guys.
Why do you think that is? What's the deal?
I think it could just be a cycle. You know, when Corey's trip was there, when Ben Florentino was down, the fish were spawning in October. Like, these guys were noticing that, you know what I mean? And so the fish were just on a weird pattern, you know. So I don't think, there's a lot of people fishing them, but, you know, not everyone's taking calicos, you know what I mean? Everyone respects that. I just think that it was a cycle, you know, something's going on. We would catch them,
but
you'd be out
50 feet.
You're
not impacting that resource, right, Corey?
No, I attribute the whole non-biting thing to, number one, red crab, and number two, an overabundance of sardine. The sardine there... Mm-hmm. We're literally in tonnage spots. I mean, you have to remember, I fish sardine. So there were spots I would load the EBCO 100 times. Seriously.
Really?
Yes. There were huge spots of sardine. Where we caught the calicos the best of Cedros was in 60 to 90 feet of water on the surface. And
interesting.
And there were barracuda, bonito,
yeah,
and bass all mingled together. So you never knew what you were going to get bit by. You know, it'd be a 5 to 6 pound bonito slashing the surface, or a calico jumping out of the water, or a barracuda flashing on you, you know, and it just, imagine that with Zara Spook on the surface, you know. I mean, it's just, it doesn't get any more fun than that.
Sounds like lots of fun.
And the calicos are so fat. They're literally as round as they are long. Seriously, no joke.
They're stuffed this year.
And that goes back to the abundance of bait. It really is. Red crab and sardine.
Healthy population, great for stocks going forward. You know, like, say, maybe they weren't in the most stock spot or the stock area, but it just adds to the health of that island and how good that population efficiency
is.
Food.
Like
plenty
beyond.
Food. That's cool.
Like Ricky says, it's like, you know, the abundance is good for the future.
Totally.
I mean, what's next year going to hold?
Yeah, exactly.
Holy mackerel. Yeah. Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about, some real talent in the studio.
Yeah, today's going to be a really fun one. Well, you talk about all the aspects of that type of fishing, yellowtail and calico bass, and I mean everybody with Jeff and Chris and Corey in here. There are some serious experts when it comes to inshore fishing, especially at our favorite island down at Cedro. It's going to be a great show, and we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, give us a call at 833-288-0973. I would call right now because I assure you today is going to be a very busy day with these boys in the studio. Again, 833-288-0973. And not only are you going to get a chance to talk to Jeff, talk to Corey, talk to Chris, you're also going to have your shot at winning a fantastic prize. Check this out. Today, we are giving away a brand new Anza fillet knife. It's the 6-inch Pro Series. It's courtesy of our great friends over at Anza Knives. Don and the whole gang over there take such good care of us. And, man, what a cool opportunity to give away that 6-inch Fish Pro Series knife.
The Fish Pro Series knife designed by Raymond and the guys over at Fisherman's Processing, and it is an amazing knife.
Yeah, this
is a $190 knife.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to have a tool that's going to last you for a long time. $190 value. Again, Anza Filet Knife going to one lucky caller at the end of the show today, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. We're talking Cedros. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Llanero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Llanero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guest names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Llanero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLlanero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Llanero.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and Cruise with a Passion to Fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For 2 live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Llanero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
It's Yamaha's Y-Wave for Spring Fall Sales Event from October 1st to November 26th. Take advantage of special offers on eligible new 2.5 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes and be ready to hit the water in spring. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. For a limited time only, offer ends November 26, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Great times here this morning. Lots of great information coming your way. Again, if you want to be a part of this craziness, talking about our favorite island this morning, 833-288-0973. That's how you get hooked up with
just
the crew.
Just one line open, so you better get on it and get a chance. Hey, check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with great information. And, of course, they're talking that Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament with that $345.
How about that, the money, man?
Nice.
What a great tournament they had this year, too. There was so much big fish down there. I had a great bud that fished the tournament, said all the great things about it. Had a 150-pounder, which, I mean, that's a great tuna for down there. They didn't even come close to thinking about the leaderboard. If you didn't have a cow, you were down the line.
But first time ever, over $1 million payout in that tournament. Congratulations to Western Outdoor News and all the great people there. You know, the guy... very sad news to report. The guy that invented the Los Cabos Tuna Jackpot Tournament, Joe Higgins, passed away.
Oh, no. I didn't know that.
He succumbed to cancer. He's been battling cancer for several years. Joe was the best salesman I've ever met.
That ever existed.
The guy, nobody was a better salesman than this guy. And the guy, everybody loved Joe.
Yeah.
There was no person that you couldn't not love Joe, unless you were a competitor, because he was a fierce competitor and very, very good at it. But even his competitors loved him. I mean, he was just like that kind of guy. Joe was just, I mean, I just the fun we used to have down at that Los Cabos tournament when he created it and put it all together.
And nobody could read a scenario and tell a joke and break the ice or whatever was going on. That guy was the ultimate at just understanding his surroundings and people and make everybody in that fun mood. That's why he was the best salesman, is he made everybody feel like a bud and feel at home, and he put other people's feelings first. He was a really, really good dude.
Yeah, was with Western Outdoor News for many years, and he finished his career with BASS and basically took BASS to another level. I mean, the people at BASS will tell you that. I mean, here's a huge international organization at BASS, and I mean, it just... took them to a different level than it ever was. Joe was just a super good guy, and just he's going to be missed. And he's got a couple of great kids and his wife Tammy, and they've set up a GoFundMe page to aid his kids. I shared that on our Let's Talk Hookup Facebook page. If you want to check it out and donate and help his kids out for their future. He's got twins, and just Joe Higgins, man. It's like everybody in the industry talks about Joe. You ask anybody in any tackle business, and he was the guy.
No doubt about it.
And I always love Joe's deal, because I he never was into giving exclusives to anybody. And his famous line was, "I got to dance with all the girls."
And
that was his deal. Yeah, that's just the way he rode and just did a business with a lot of people throughout the fishing industry and beyond the fishing industry. But and then after business was all done, he was a great guy to just hang out with.
He's a great man.
And a super good family man, too. So we're going to miss him like heck, Joe, for sure. And best, just keep good thoughts about that guy.
Best wishes to the family. It was a good one.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, again, if you want to get through, you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, 833-288-0973. Not only your chance to talk to Jeff and the gang from Cedros, but also your shot at winning that Anza 6-inch Fish Pro Series knife.
Indeed. Let's go ahead and jump into the phones.
You got it. How about we start it off this morning with Ron? He's calling us from Trabuco Canyon. Good morning, Ron. Welcome to the show. Thanks for getting us started.
Good morning, guys. Appreciate you taking my call. I wanted to give you guys a ring, and not necessarily have a question for Jeff, but had an experience down there with the Florentino charter there in October. We had a 4-day, and for any people that are willing to or thinking about going down there, please do yourself a favor and get down there with Jeff and his crew. They really know what they're doing down there, and the travel was one of the things that kind of concerned me, always going down there to Mexico to see how that would go, but it was a really smooth trip over there. We went there by the CBX crossing. None of us has already done that before, so kind of apprehensive as to how that went. But like I said, super smooth, and we were met over there by Jeff's crew member, and he walked us over to the tarmac. We loaded on the plane, easy 2-hour flight. I was one of the lucky guys that sat up front, so that was a really cool experience. But super easy flight, like I said, 2 hours. Flew through the backside of the island there and saw Bonitos. Beautiful travel. But we were met there by Jeff and his crew. Saw Corey and his guys there on the crossing there, and had a chance to talk to him about his trip. They had a good time as well. But Got taken over to Jeff's place. Awesome spot. Had my own room, bathroom, shower, the whole nine yards. Great dinner that night, some cocktails to kind of break the ice. But as the guys mentioned there, the fishing at Seadrift is really slow. So Jeff and his crew there is really on the pulse of what's going on down there. We fish the Baja Coast. As the guys mentioned, we fish Chesters. I've been down there since my long-range days. Amazing fishing. Service iron fishing, SG Meadow, weedless. And, gosh, we had fish. Our second boat had fish up to 8 pounds. I think we had 213 fish our first day.
Wow.
With Benny, Jeff, and myself. Wow. Yeah, it was pretty stupid.
Oh, cool.
SG Meadow, weedless, and I said surface iron fishing. I'm a surface iron guy, and I haven't seen fishing on calcabass like that in quite some time. You know, tracking the bait, coming, sitting, hit sideways, knocking out of the water. I mean, it was just good stuff. But we finished out our day there, and we had a good weather window, and went over to Bonitos and absolutely smashed the fish over there as well. I've never seen boiler fishing on the weedless like Jeff showed us how to do it. You know, you cast that bait right in the right spot, three cranks on the weedless, and they're about ripping the rod out of your hand.
Oh, man,
you know, fish up to 7 pounds, and you know, we're just screaming like little girls there on the boat having such a good time. And I've never seen the weedless fish like that. Jeff really showed us what was up and kind of opened my eyes to that bait. But as that day progressed there at Bonitos, we got in a service iron bite that just blew my mind. Every cast was pretty much a fish, and same thing up to 7 pounds. And I think our boat with Jeff, my brother, and I think we had like 110 for that day.
Holy mackerel.
And Benny and the other guys had a really good day as well. But our last day, we fished locals at, you know, four-day trips. So we had 2.5 days of fishing. We had a half day on the last day. We fished seadrifts for yellows. And as you guys mentioned too, Jeff doesn't follow the fleet. He does his own thing, and I really dig that. And his crew got us on some yellows there the last day. For Benny, my brother, and myself, we got 39 fish in 4 hours.
39 yellows?
On the flag.
Jesus.
Yeah, all yellows.
It was insane. Like, yeah, it was just such a great trip. And thanks so much, Ron, for calling in and hanging out with you and Benny and your brother and the other guys that came down. Super, super fun trip, and thank you to you and your brother too. We had another cool adventure that Ron didn't mention is when we came back from when we were going to Bonitos that day. I've had my eyes on some whale bones on the shore to decorate our house and stuff, and so cruising with Ron and Chris this day, driving up the front side of Cedros heading to Bonitos, I showed them because I wasn't sure if it was a whale bone or not, and so I showed them, and those guys were like, "That's a whale bone." And so they wanted to help me. And so we went to Bonitos, fished hard that day. The weather was good. So usually we come in the south, around the south end of Cedros, but we came back around Punta Norte this day. And we went ashore, and that thing weighed like 200 pounds.
Whoa.
Like me and Chris and Ron, we like were falling down.
You're talking about the Ron Lane?
No, Ron, the guy
Ron,
on the phone right here. Yeah, Ron Matthew.
Oh, this
like,
Ron, yeah.
Yeah, we labored that thing over the rocks and got that thing in the boat.
That's so cool.
When we got back to the house, everyone was like, what?
What were you guys doing?
Like,
yeah.
What are you guys doing? You know, and we
cool.
took a photo that I posted. I mean, that thing's 12 feet long.
Wow.
You know what I mean? So just lifetime memories right
That's
there.
Right.
You know? Super fun time. I think Ron's coming back with his brother and his son next year and Ben. So really looking forward to seeing you guys again, of course. And thank you so much for calling in and describing your trip. I mean,
that's
that was awesome.
Cool,
like,
that
play
got
by
me
play.
Fired up, Ron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super,
makes
super
me
cool.
want to go.
Great crew, man. Great crew.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks a lot for the call. What time of the year was that?
October, yeah.
So when's the best time to go?
You know,
yes.
Pretty much any time, you know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, whenever you can, you know what I mean? If there's no wind, you know what I mean? But June to October is kind of the main time. November's still very good as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, for really, really good fishing, like, you know, August, September, October, I mean, you just kind of can't go wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You really can't. You know what I mean?
Yeah, even in June.
June is very good.
And Corey will tell you, generally speaking, June, July is the best time for calico, right?
And that's when the skiff trips were.
Yeah.
The ones I ran were in June and September, and I chose October just because I figured the water temp might drop a degree or two, and the fall time is usually good, and it's when it's at least, you know, it's kind of on the tail end of everything for Jeff. So
exactly.
I was like, let's do it, you know. And I know, let's talk hookup, Pete. You have two trips, one at the end of June and one in August.
Yeah,
and
first one's already sold out.
Okay,
but the one in August has 4 spots left in it.
Right.
Great.
Yeah. How about that, huh? August 21st through 20. What is it? 21 to 24.
Yeah, Fort Air.
I mean, I'm looking at your schedule there. There's spots, but there's a lot of full trips with it.
And here's the thing,
2020.
Yeah. And we're working on that schedule. We just kind of threw something. I've been getting a lot of calls. And so everyone's like, dude, where's your 2020 schedule? I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Like,
oh, yeah.
We got to put something up, you know? And so we're, you know, my wife and I were messing with that thing. We're still tweaking it around. But yeah, there's a lot of action already for us, you know? And a lot of guys are, you know, coming in June this year. I got a couple early trips. They're early to me because I kind of start after Father's Day. Mm-hmm. Just to avoid any, you know, wind or any weird weather that sometimes happens in the beginning, those beginning trips. I'm down there fishing, just kind of pre-fishing, getting myself situated and finding all my little spots, you know, to kind of get out and away from everything. And, you know, but this
you're
year
done. You're done at the end of October, so no November. I don't know why anybody would not. I don't know why anybody want to fish in November. I mean, you know, November is just such a horrible month. You know, wide open tuna going on here and stuff like that.
It's like new August.
Yeah. You think considering November, or you're kind of
always? No, I do for sure. Chris and I, you know, fish down there. This year we didn't do our trip, but just the way it worked out this year, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Just no, you know, didn't really have any bookings, and so I was down there twice as much as I was last year. So I was down there a ton, and so when it ended in October, like that was cool. You know what I mean? Like I was ready to come
ready
home.
Home. Yeah,
no doubt about it. You know what I mean?
Well, let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. Talk to our buddy John Ireland. Buenos dias, John.
Hi, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hi, Rick. Hello, Corey. Jeff, Chris.
Good morning.
Well, you know, we've got a little weather coming in right now today. That storm, we've got a storm coming down on us, which should produce
like a tropical storm.
Yeah.
What?
Way late in the year, yeah. Came out of the south, and it's going to bring us a lot of rain, and the winds, they're predicting winds to 40 miles an hour or Ooh. Something like that. We just pulled the boats out, got all the boats out this morning, and battening down the hatches. And it's kind of ironic because it's ending a really, really good week of fishing. You know, the water temp now is 80 degrees and cooling, nice, flat, clear, clean water all week, and we had a large group in and had sent out quite a few boats over the week, too. And the fishing's just been very, very good. Some of our best Dorado fishing of the year, very, very good. Most of the fish are close to the hotel, within 10 miles for sure. They weren't even venturing any further than the lighthouse south. And big tuna, but the tuna were a boat ride. Tuna were about yesterday. We're about 40 miles off directly in front of the hotel. Some nice fish. They're catching a lot of footballs, but then fish to 40, 45 pounds, quite a few. Catching them on Caballito. The Dorado are everywhere. Gosh, it's...
Like vermin?
No, I'll never say that.
Come on.
You will never get me calling them vermin again. Gosh. You coined that phrase now. I weep for the old days, you know, when I was calling them vermin, that's for sure. But this week, probably our best week of the year for Dorado. Nice size fish. Everybody's limiting. Pretty close inside. They're picking them up on Troll Ballyhoo. They're not catching many sardines for bait, so we're using Ballyhoo and Caballito. But they're picking up nice fish. I'd say the average fish is about 10 pounds, but there's some to 30, 35 pounds. But none under 10 pounds. They're all nice size schooling fish. had a couple Wahoo this week. One off the lighthouse, actually one in front of Punta Colorado and the other right in front of the hotel. Both of them in the 60 pound range. Nice fish. Yeah. Colorado and inshore, very, very good rooster fishing. There's lots roaming up and down the beach. A lot of Sierra earlier in this year and big Sierra too. You know, normally they're early morning biter, but they've been biting through the day and 5 pound fish are common, 5-6 pound fish, which are big for Sierra for us. Now, can't forget the billfish. A lot of stripe, well, not many blue or blacks anymore for whatever reason, but lots of stripes mixed with sailfish right on the bank off of La Rivera heading south to the lighthouse. And people that are, and nobody's really going after them, but those that are targeting them are releasing at least one fish per boat. Actually, more sailfish right now than striped marlin. So,
well, what's this tropical storm going to push up? That's what you got to wonder, right?
Oh, well, you know, who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, after,
you know, they do one of two things. They either really help the fishing, or they just shut it off. Yeah. There doesn't seem to be anything in the middle with them, so we'll just see what happens. This is not a hurricane, you know. This is a tropical depression that just rolled right up on us, right down the same slot that the Lorena came. So quite a year, almost Thanksgiving and another storm.
Yeah, well, the good news is it's going to stay green for and lush and green.
We need the water.
Yeah, and it's going to look
good.
Cool.
And that same storm, you know, is heading up your direction. You're gonna get it here too, and certainly California needs the water with all the fires and all that.
So. No doubt about it. Yeah.
Silver lining.
For sure. Well, if somebody wants to come down to Rancho Llanero, wants to spend Thanksgiving down there, spots available.
Yeah, there are, and I would love to see you come down. Thanks, Pedro. It's 800-646-2252, or get on our website, rancholanero.com, and a lot of these fish photos from that were taken last week are on the site.
So. Yeah, and I might add, too, that not too early to book for our Let's Talk Hookup tournament next June. It's already filling up quickly, as many of those primetime June spots are, so you better get on it.
It sure is. Booking's looking very good for next year. Yeah, we're booking up early, so it's a good time to do it. Get the right room and boat if you want it. That's for sure.
There you go. Well, thanks, John. Appreciate that very much. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sure will, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
All right.
See you, John.
That. All right.
All right. Let's
jump back on the phone.
You got it, buddy. How about Mark and Santee up next on Let's Talk Hookup? Hey, Mark. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Great.
Morning.
My question. I got two questions, really. How many people can you accommodate at your place? And what about after you catch the fish, do you have a processing, like, you know, someone to fillet them and pack them? Do you have to take your own cooler?
Great questions.
Great questions, yeah. Thank you, Mark. So on the accommodations, we can take up to six. I like to do five because that lets me still kayak as well. But we can do six sailfish on.
You should mention too. What types of kayaks are you fishing now?
We've only and always will only be Hobie, the Hobie Outback Mirage. I may, you know,
the new
upgrade
one.
To. Yeah, we have the 2019s.
Yeah.
You know, but we, you know, and maybe one day we'll have those pro anglers or something like that again. But we will only be Hobie, no matter what.
That's
exclusive.
The best.
Yeah.
That's the best.
The most durable, you know, we put those things through the ringer.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, we're doing all kinds of things, going up on the beach and everything else. And
they're fishing friendly.
Just ridiculous, the amount of storage on those boats.
It's
now.
Super fast. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Dude, those things move fast.
Yeah, you can truck in them, for sure. And then his second question about the fish. Typically, you know, we're flying a smaller charter, so 15 to 20 pounds of fish typical is per guy, always fresh. We never freeze it at my house. You know, we're sharing it with locals and stuff like that the first couple of days of your trip, and then the end of the last couple of days is the stuff that we're packaging, you know, to take home. I'm also a big fan of the Traeger, and so I'm not afraid to smoke up a batch of fish. If you enjoy smoked fish, I'll smoke up a batch, and then we'll vacuum seal that up for you too, send it home for you. You
I,
know
had,
what I, mean? So.
I had a buddy that went with Jeff, and they shared some of the smoked yellowtail that you guys did, and it was killer, man.
It's
you,
pretty
yeah,
good, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Jeff does a really good job with his Traeger. It was really, really good.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, it's a set it and forget it type scenario. You know what I mean? I just put that thing in the backyard and turn it on. You don't even put the fish in there, and you know, 3 hours later, you know, it's pretty much done. So
time to book a trip, Mark. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, here's another guy that knows all about Cedros kayak fishing. That's our buddy Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters. What's up, Benny?
Hey, good morning, guys. Pete, Ricky, Chris, and Jeff.
Good morning.
Good to listen to you, Jeff, and excited. You know, after hearing Ron's call, he was part of our trip in October. And I tell you, you know, one thing Jeff says, it may not be for everybody, but I tell you, to jump on a skiff and then get launched and take off right away is really good. The anxiety, instead of riding in a van to a spot, getting on a boat, loading. I mean, we're ready to roll the minute we hit the, you know, the Ponga. And all the boys at Jeff's place there really, really took good care of us. You know, and I tell you, even though the first day is a travel day, it's a great way to break the ice. We went through three bottles of 18 year that
Whoa.
Night.
So,
the nectar.
Yes, yeah. So it was really good to know Jeff more, fish with him, and the fishery we did. Again, you know, he thinks outside the box as far as putting his anglers on the fish, whether you're kayaking, to other adventures that went down there and fished to ours. He knew that we were strictly artificials only, and we wanted to wreck them, you know, on the surface iron, Corey's weedless, yeah, the big swim baits. I tell you, that big swim bait fishing at Bonitas, you know, I strictly threw a 2 ounce worm bait in a red color, and Corey's 9 inch, you know, viejos, and just smashed them. I didn't get anything over anything giant. I mean, mine was over 7, which is still a good one, but still just fantastic fishing. And as Ron said, that surface iron bite, I think when I was at Bonitas, once we were done fishing the boilers, I was strictly fishing the surface iron the whole day. Between that and the bone wax wing was just smashing them.
Oh, that sounds so much fun.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to going next year. Jeff hasn't put the dates up, but, you know, if you want to...
Yeah, he has.
Oh, yes.
They're already sold out, too.
Yeah, definitely the October 9th through the 12th trip, that one's done. You know, Ron Matro and his son, and then Chris and the other guys that were there, Sam, those guys are taking
right
it. The five-day, though, the October 12th through October 16th, we still have... Basically five spots that, yeah, you know,
okay.
I mean, it's going to, that one's going to go, you know.
It's showing on the website. It's showing.
I'm pretty sure my wife has it marked as a coastal charter. She might have put it as full, but that's because we, you know,
you
call
know.
Ben, you call myself, like, it's going to be full.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, you don't say that guy's name and think it's not going to fill, so.
Yeah. We'll get some guys out, because I know after guys saw that trip, they were like, oh, how do we do that?
Let me in on that action.
And, you know, October traditionally for bass fishing is pretty darn good. I mean, for 2 full days of fishing on the coast and on the island, 536 calicos total.
Get out of here.
So you figure the math on 4 people.
Yeah, that's slow fishing, right? Yeah, right.
I mean, nothing smaller than 3 pounds. You're catching 3 to 6 pounders all day long.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome. Hey, Benny, give us a local report. You've been fishing locally?
Yeah, you know, thanks, Pete. Locally, fished the coast the other day. It was pretty tremendous. We had my friends from Northern Cal up at the Delta come down. Three of them, we did 89 calico bass, and biggest one was over 6.
Nice.
Right on, Benny.
And then, of course, friends of mine are still seeing that smaller gray bluefin up to 60 pounds off the west end of Cat. So, again, smaller gray. And then that fish up on the front side from Isthmus to West Cove is still, I mean, solid. All good fish, that 20 to 30 pound yellow, either on bait, and bait meaning fin bait, or live squid if you can get it. But fishing is still, I mean, still pretty darn good.
And epic weather, too, that's for sure.
Oh, yeah. Today, I'm going to be Jeff's neighbor 100% as of today. I'm on my way to go clear out my storage unit. So I'll be right up the block from you, Jeff. So
right on.
But anyway, I just mainly called to thank Jeff and his crew for an outstanding trip and looking forward to next year. And if they want to come fishing with us in October, and check the dates on Jeff's website,
Cedros Kayak Fishing.com,
and check it out, or get a hold of me at 310-779-0397, Ben at fishcoastalcharters.com. Look forward to having you guys. Have a great show, and thanks again, Pete, Ricky, Chris, and Jeff.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it, Ben.
Yeah, really appreciate the kind words.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
When you want dependable service for your outboard, your first choice should be H&H Marine in Pacific Beach. Owner and mechanic Jeff Hughes found there was a real need for great outboard repair, and that's why he started H&H Marine. Jeff and his crew will service your motors at their convenient Garnett Avenue shop, in your boat slip, or at your home. As a factory-authorized Yamaha service center, when Jeff takes the job, it's done right. He's worked on Pete and Rick's boats for years and comes highly recommended. H&H Marine is also your source for new Yamaha and Mercury outboards, as well as original parts. Need a new bait tank? H&H Marine has you covered with top-of-the-line blue water bait tank sales and expert installation. In the market for a new boat? H&H Marine is a striper boat dealer with great prices on their full line of affordable fishing boats. So for outboard service when and where you want it, outboard sales, striper fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine, 2680 Garnett Avenue in Pacific Beach. On the web at hhmarineservice.com.
I always wear a life jacket when I'm on the water because I'm lazy. I like floating like a giant turtle covered with SPF 50. The life jacket does the work. I highly recommend this to everyone. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
You know, the fish are always biting one spot, and that is Point Loma Seafood, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
There's never a time when you can't find what you want at Point Loma Seafood, man. From their fresh fish case to the cooked fish case with their smoked fish and their jerky and all the great stuff they have, the sushi platters, Point Loma Seafood has got it all, and they've always got the freshest thing in town.
You know, you want to surprise your guests for Thanksgiving. Not too early to order an appetizer sushi platter at, or a smoked fish platter.
Sandwich
or
platter,
any of those.
Yeah, they're just, they
you
got
know,
it going
you
on.
Start the day, you start the Thanksgiving off right with a party platter from Point Loma Seafoods, you will be the hit of the show. I can guarantee you that for sure. But hey, for lunch, dinner, or taking fish home, there's nothing like it. It's Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Okay, we're here at beautiful Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska, with Mark Powers, owner and operator of the lodge, and Chris Martino, who's running the new kayak program here at Whalers Cove Lodge. Mark, tell us about this new kayak program.
Kayaking in Alaska was just a natural progression for us to move to. Got the conventional saltwater charter fleet. We've got amazing freshwater systems and eco tours. Kayak fishing has been something we've been watching for years. We've aligned with Hobie together a pretty amazing fleet.
Well, we've got tons of options. We've got a couple locations around the inshore area where we have kayaks staged. We've also got inflatables up in some of our freshwater systems. So we've got an opportunity to fish the lingcod, the halibut, all the five Pacific salmon species, you know, Dolly Varden and cutthroat trout.
There's a dedicated page just for the kayak program on the website, whalerscovelodge.com.
I've experienced that freshwater fishing here as well as the saltwater fishing, and I can imagine fishing from a kayak has got to be just incredible.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. With a top-notch crew and amenities, once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check independentsportfishing.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Great times this morning. Lots of good info coming out if you want to get through, 833-288-0973. And as promised, it's time to find out what's going on out there. It is time for the Catch Report, which today our Catch Report is sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps, switches, and sensors. Pardon me. Designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you've not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands of dollars in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it into the water. It's just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check BlueBGI.com or get their affordable products at the San Diego Marine Exchange.
You know, I might add, too, that Blue Guard Innovations also has a complete network now where they not only monitor your bilge, you can monitor the temperature in your engine room. You can monitor everything on the boat, pretty much. They have sensors and remote. And while I was in Florida, I was watching exactly what was happening on my boat.
That is
with
so
their
cool
system.
So you pull out your cell phone.
And you just pull out your cell phone. You bring up their BG config and boom, you have everything, tells you exactly what's going on.
You
in
know,
the
if
boat.
Your bilge cycled too many right. times and you've yep. got water coming in, you know, if
nice
your battery levels are low, that's huge.
Oh,
yeah, what a
yeah.
cool deal. Those guys
no
make some
it.
Really, really cool products.
Oh, yeah, highly recommended for sure. Well, let's find out what's going up at Dana Ward Sport Fishing. Fill in today, the one and only Shane Manser. Good morning, Shane.
What's up, Shane?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Doing great.
What's happening at Dana Wharf?
Not much. I'll recap the week for you guys. Again, this week, our three-quarter day trips, seeing our best fishing. We're in that deeper water, fishing that rockfish stuff. So some very good days for us down there. We've had that nice sardine for our bait. It's been perfect for this rockfish. The double dropper loop, fishing the best, of course. But being versatile and being able to fish those cold snipers has been pretty productive as well. You get away with that 100-gram cold sniper, and if you know how to work it proper, you can pretty much get what you need with the quality of rockfish, and sometimes they might be keyed on in the bait. So, you know, a couple 10-ouncers and a couple cold snipers, and you can pretty much round out the rockfish there. For the half-day fishing, still catching bass, mixing in some other fish, you know, that this time of the year, seeing a lot more of that, some sheephead and sculpin and rockfish stuff, some whitefish. That clam and shrimp guys are bringing really, as always, you know, specifically keying in on some of the sheephead and getting some good action on that. So we're slowly starting to see that surface action on the bass stuff start to tighten up a little bit. Just as water's cooling off, it's been at that 62 mark for a little bit here now, and you know, we're starting to adapt with that. And you know, obviously conditions week to week dictate what's going on, but some still coming on the fly line depending on sunshine and all that stuff. The halibut derby is a couple weeks in now. We have a solid 20-pound fish already sitting at the top of the spot.
Nice.
That's a solid fish, but hey, it's definitely well tended to beat that thing. The Clemente's out today. They're trying to capture some more to mix it up and keep it interesting. So eyes out for that. Finally, the Fury returned this morning from their day and a half. I believe their last charter of the season. Captain was quite nice. They had 40 yellowfin. They had like 25 of that, the smaller yellowtail on a kelp. They had 4 bluefin and all the skipjack he pretty much wanted, they said this morning when I was talking to the guys. So nice way to cap out the season for them. They've already got 35-plus charters booked for next season, so definitely look into that. They're going to have a lot of open party stuff, too, talking to those guys this morning. So awesome operation in there, too, mixed in. You guys can book a trip with us. You can call our office, 496-5794, area code's 949. Of course, DanaWars.com. And this month, if you use the discount code NOV25, it'll save you 25% off on one of our trips.
Wow.
Yeah, what a cool deal that is. NOV25, save you 25% off. What a great opportunity. And
yeah,
great. Great fishing going on, Shane. That's killer. Glad to hear that things are rolling right along as the fall burns into winter. You wouldn't know that at Dana Wharf.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Perfect. Yeah, it's going to be nice out today. It's already cooking.
Yeah, no doubt. So just go to the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website, letstalkhookup.com. Click on the Dana Wharf banner. Put in NOV, it probably stands for November,
mm-hmm.
25.
Correct.
And you get 25% off. That's a great deal. Thanks, Shane. Appreciate that very much. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Awesome, guys. Have a good day.
Later, Shane. All right, let's hear more about our favorite island. We're going to Cedro Sport Fishing and talking to Jeff Flowers. What's up, Jeff?
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's happening, Jeff?
I've been seeing photos of big yellows on those Cedro Sport Fishing pongas. I can't believe this late in the year, it's still just rolling along. We keep saying November's like the new August, and it is still firing down at Cedro's.
It is. You know, I got to start off with saying that what a pleasure to not only talk about fishing and a great place to fish, but with some of the great friends that I have in the industry on the other end of the line right now. So you guys are awesome. You guys are supportive. Jeffrey, you got a great operation down there of what you do. It's a pleasure to be down there with you and to see you at times. You know,
thank you.
Great things going on down there.
Absolutely. So, the feeling's mutual.
Got it, buddy. Hey, it's a sad day for us because the season is ending on this trip. The trip
wow.
comes back. We are officially over for the season. So with 6.5 months of grinding customers and getting down there and hammering on the fish, everybody gets to take a big deep breath and reset for next year.
Well deserved.
They're still biting. You just said it. You know those big yellows down there. There's big bass down there. Jeffrey's got it figured out too. He knows where the fish are. He's been doing it for years. And You know, I just ran into somebody yesterday. I found a pair of deck boots in the back of a truck of a lady that needed some help loading some equipment. And lo and behold, her customer or her husband was one of our customers, I guess, on a previous trip. And just to hear the excitement in her voice about the fun that her husband had when he was down there just got me all excited about wanting to get down there again.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Oh, anyhow, fish are biting. Rosie's going to be putting up the new calendar for this next year here by the end of the month. She's got some spots, obviously, that are open. We can fill in gaps between anywhere between the end of May and in the middle of November. And looking forward to a great season coming up, 2020.
Well, great job on the reports, Jeff. It was always so much fun hearing about all the great yellowtail fishing and bass fishing that went on at Cedro Sport Fishing. Guys did a phenomenal job, and it was a great job hearing all your reports, and we look forward to them firing back up, and I look forward to coming down and fishing with you and Rosie and the whole gang, Cedro Sport Fishing.
Oh, heck yeah. And the spots are filling up, right? I mean, you got to get on it.
Yeah. As soon as you get that final season schedule for next season up, I would suggest people start looking now because she's coming back from Pittsburgh in the next day or two. Our daughter is playing at an NCAA soccer tournament.
Yeah, big time.
Winding down her career.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they didn't win last night, and she's wearing crutches now. So, yeah, so it's all good. It's all good. But check out the website, SedroSportFishing.com, or you can give Rosie a call or cell phone, give her a day to get back. But 619-772-7570, and let's get people on the schedule.
Sounds good, Jeff. Great job. Appreciate everything, and we'll look forward to hearing from you real soon when those trips fire back up or when there's some exciting news coming out of Cedro Sport Fishing. Appreciate a great report and doing a great job for us.
Talk to you guys soon. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Jeff. Happy holidays to you and Rosie.
Indeed. All right. Hey, Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru extraordinaire, is next up. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, Gundy.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Great.
Well, I think we may have seen, you know, the last week of summer fishing here. I think we got a little weather on the horizon, but all things considered, you know, really nice weather in the high 70s, and there was a lot of fish being caught. You know, we're seeing that transition right now where there was still a handful of corbina taken, but the calico bass are still in the rocks, but we're transitioning to that barred perch and halibut type of deal. Hook, line, sinker reported good perch fishing on most beaches up there, limit style fishing on fish up to a pound, few kickers pushing the 2 pound mark. The grubs and the gulp have been the best baits there. A few larger fish taken on the small, hard jerk baits. Goleta, East Beach, probably the two top beaches. Wiley's reported good all around fishing. The rocky spots were good, kicking out a mix of calico bass, sand bass, shallow water rockfish. Squid and shrimp have been the top baits there. Still a handful of corbina taken east of the Malibu Pier, but I would say that's ready to end. Just Fishing in Redondo reported an 8 pound striped bass taken off Dockweiler on a crocodile. That little area there, always good for striped bass. Look for the signs of the bait, and the crocodile is a good bait. Those hard jerk baits also work on those striped bass. Big Fish reported a good spot fin bite near the Huntington Pier. Ghost Shrimp fished outside the breakers was the ticket, taking fish to 4 pounds, and a 33 inch halibut was taken along that stretch, too, at the Bolsa Chica Inlet on a crocodile. Hogan's reported continued good perch action off South Laguna, Strand, Salt Creek. Mussel and lugworms have been the top baits. A few corbina still showing south of the San Clemente Pier there. Pacific Coast reported more short-fin corbina taken in the lagoons. Whole frozen anchovy was the bait this week. They had fish to 8 pounds there. And the anchovy is also working well on the halibut. I think they had a 30-inch halibut. But really interesting seeing those corvina, the halibut, you know, the real good bait this week, Pete, was the old frozen anchovy. And we talk a lot about lures on this show and a lot about different presentations, but don't forget that old frozen anchovy. And especially this time of year when the water's cooling, the fish are a little less active to where they're chasing lures. Boy, the guys really make some nice catches with that frozen anchovy. So that's my little tip of the week.
That's good stuff, man.
Nothing like having a bait that you can just stop by the shop and buy it and know that you're baited up. No rakes, no pumps, no nothing. Frozen anchovy, you're good to go.
It gets bit.
Great call, Gundy. Well, we appreciate a great report as always and look forward to talking next week.
All right. I'm enjoying the show. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Gundy. Appreciate that.
All right. That's going to wrap up our catch report today. Hey, I want to remind you, CCA-sponsored surfish clinics are coming soon from Bill Varney. Check out fishthesurf.com, where you'll find tips, reports, and articles designed to help you make a better surf angler. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup, another hour of your phone calls. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and network.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
Don't be the last one to get one, especially now. The Brutus Max Torque from Ace Line Hauler. You can catch more lobster and pull deeper with the Ace Line Hauler. It's faster and stronger, so you can get those bugs in the boat. Easy to store and low power draw. The Ace Line Hauler is the highest quality and certainly the best on the market. Just ask a friend that has one. Get the new Brutus Max Torque by Ace Line Hauler today. Buy now at acelinehauler.com.
It's Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales Event from October 1st to November 26th. Take advantage of special offers on eligible new 2.5 to 300 horsepower 4-strokes and be ready to hit the water in spring. For details, visit YamahaOutboards.com or your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Yamaha, reliability starts here. For a limited time only, offer ends November 26, 2019, subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. See authorized participating Yamaha Outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank Lopresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision and you were right. Mentioned you guys and they gave us the VIP treatment. Fixed our car and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.